You're listening to Bariatric Life Podcast, a podcast about weight loss surgery. Chris and I are not doctors, nor have we ever played one on TV. We are sharing our personal views and opinions only. Please always follow your doctor's advice. Follow us on Instagram at Bariatric Life Podcast and at Amanda's VSG. Thanks for listening, and now on to the show.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello and welcome to Bariatric Life Podcast. This is Amanda.
And this is Chris.
And this is the Sleeve-iversary. They probably didn't understand that at all.
No.
Sleeve-iversary episode.
Which is the anniversary of Amanda's sleeve operation.
I had my sleeve on January 29th, which is today if you're listening on Sunday.
January 29th?
Yes.
That, to clarify it.
That specific Sunday.
Yes.
And if you're not listening on Sunday, then it was, you know, whenever, a couple days ago. A
week ago, month ago. Or if you're just listening and were by some miracle syndicated, then it was a while ago. And we appreciate you listening this far.
So I've got a bunch of stats here.
Okay. Share them with us. So it's been exactly 1 year. Share with us, what have you lost? How have you grown?
I have both of those things written down.
Oh my God. And we legitimately did not prepare this or practice it. I was just trying to be cute and endearing as the sidekick. And apparently I'm a plot supporting actor.
Totally off subject, but my work friend asked today if I ever thought about what I would be like as a guy. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, I have. And I said, I can tell you exactly who I would be if I was a guy. And she was like, okay. And I said, Chris. I was like, he and I are the same person,
just with different plumbing.
Different genitalia.
Yeah.
So my highest weight was 247.
Okay.
When I had surgery, I got down to 235. So a 12-pound loss.
I'm so glad you had that math. It's been a long day, and I couldn't do it that quickly.
During my liver-reducing diet, I lost 12 pounds.
All right.
I was on that diet for 10 days.
Which
of liquids only.
A very unpleasant time. We will refer to those as the Dark Ages. Or the Liquid Ages. The Liquid Ages.
The Liquid Ages. My current weight as of this morning was 139.3.
Damn.
Which is a 108-pound loss.
That is an entire middle schooler person.
That's how much I weighed in high school, was like between 105 and 110. So I lost my high school self.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It is.
My BMI when I first started was 42.4. And this morning it was 23.1. So I lost 19.3 points.
Almost cut in half. Like damn near.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Went from morbidly obese to normal. Whatever normal is.
Let's say, what define normal? Is normal the absence of abnormality? Or now we're starting to get into real philosophical territory. Moving on.
Measurements. I highly recommend people taking their measurements.
And this one is this is the only number that I remember us previously discussing, and it's very interesting. Please share.
77 inches total lost.
That is equivalent to?
A 6'5" human being.
So?
A basketball player.
Average basketball player.
Well, I don't know what the average basketball player is.
Fair enough. A basketball player's suspected height? I don't know. Somebody taller than me.
A very tall person.
Taller than me, taller than my dad, taller than my tallest uncle. Because everybody knows who he is.
Yeah, that was pretty weird to say now that...
There's somebody driving down the road going, I know him. Holy shit.
My waist, whenever I first started measuring, was 48 and a half inches. It's now down to 29.
So again, very close to half.
Yes. My hips were 55 inches, and they're now down to 37 and a quarter. So I lost 19 inches in my waist and 18 inches in my hips.
Very... I can't think of a descriptor.
There's a lot of long pauses.
There really is. So... Which, our shirts came in today. A shirt. I don't know why I said it that way. Because I was trying to not cough.
Our shirts came in today, and they're so cute.
They are.
I highly recommend you get on Bonfire and look up Bariatric Life Podcast and buy a shirt.
I think we make like 6 cents, but...
I think so.
More importantly, it's cute, and it has our logo, and it says so...
So those are the things that I've lost.
Uh-huh. What have you gained?
Well, I was going to... Just to circle back.
Okay.
I measured... Hips, waist, neck, shoulders,
thighs,
biceps,
calves too, didn't you?
No, I never did calves.
Oh, okay.
But what was interesting was that, because I did my measurements last night,
mm-hmm.
and the bust increased. There was an increase in the bust.
Well, I mean, I would hope so. You did pay for the
bust. I did. I paid to have a bustier bust.
Yeah.
So that made me laugh, though, because it was like the little, on the chart, it went, it was going down, 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 and then it was like,
bloop. Spiked up. Down, 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 down. Oh my God, it went up.
So what I've gained... In the last year was mm-hmm. that I started walking for exercise, which I started walking in late February, mid to late February.
Mm-hmm.
And by May, it became a daily thing.
Right.
And that leads into, as of today, I have had, what did we change the name? Physical activity
yes.
streak.
Physical activity streak.
Activity streak. My activity streak for intentional exercise activity
mm-hmm.
is 243 days.
243. Do you know how many miles that is?
How many miles? Mm-hmm. No. But it's probably at least 243.
So do you think the proclaimers are sitting here going... She's walked 500 miles. Would she walk 500 more?
I know that they would walk 500 miles.
And they're probably going to be pissed off when they hear, hey, Delilah, and find out that there's planes, trains, and automobiles. But actually, I was trying to tee you up to talk about your 500-mile goal.
Oh, is that what you were doing?
I was really trying hard. To tee that up, but...
You served it up beautifully,
You just ignored it. So, moving on. What's next?
Well, the 500 miles, I have a challenge for this year, 2023, to walk 500 miles. And then I get a medal when I walk 500 miles. Because I like my medals.
You do.
I do.
And you have quite the collection in your closet.
I do.
You should take a picture of that and post it on Instagram.
I have. Many times.
All right. Clearly, I don't have Instagram. So.
He does not Instagram.
I do not.
I have improved my relationship with food.
I would agree with that. And you've helped me improve mine.
Yes. And last night, we had some very disturbing family health crisis situation that happened. Mm-hmm. And my first instinct was to get on the treadmill.
It was. And to just kind of put all of that into perspective, you called me from work and were understandably very upset about one of your family members having had an emergency and vague health emergency. And we both kind of went into emergency coping mode where I went and picked up our middle child from school. I made sure that you were able to come home and do whatever it is that you needed to do to soothe or self-soothe. And the first thing you did and said once you got home was, I'm going to get on the treadmill. Which, if you roll the clock back 13 to 16 months before, that would not have been your go-to answer. You would have said, I'm going to get in the tub and bring me whatever snack of choice.
I want gummy bears.
Right.
I want candy.
Right.
I want an entire bag of Chex Mix.
Go to Wendy's and get me two large Frosties and then stop at Publix on the way home and get this, this, and this.
Yeah.
So. And as an enabler, I would have completely done that. But that was not your go-to. Your go-to was, go handle all this bullshit. I need to get on the treadmill and walk off this stress.
Yeah.
Which, I don't know if you fully appreciated the gravity of that at the time or even now.
What do you mean?
Just, our go-to has always been a comfort food. Partly because we're both Southern, whether we're born and raised or just raised, we've both spent the majority of our lives below the Mason-Dixon line. And in the South, you soothe by eating a food that grandma or great-grandma, whatever, made. And that's been the way it was for both of us for 35 plus years. But you've progressed to a point where that was not your immediate go-to. You've, for lack of a better term, and I'm just now realizing this as we're talking about it, you've overcome 35 years of Southern programming of eat your feelings, eat yourself to, or eat to make yourself feel better. And you said, I need to get on the treadmill and walk and run.
And I did run. It wasn't a running day, but I did a couple of running intervals. And part of me kind of was down on myself because I didn't do like a full minute, because that's where I am currently on my running program is minutes. Mm-hmm. Or a minute.
A minute?
Yeah. And I didn't do a full minute, and I was like,
kind of. It's not a running day. Fuck that.
I was kind of shitting on myself about it, but then I thought the same thing. Like, it's not a running day. I'm just doing it because I want to.
I'm running to vent frustration.
Right.
To vent fear.
So
buy our shirts. We want 6 cents.
Along the same lines is I have stopped snacking at night.
Yes, you have. I have caved at least 3 times. And it brings me no joy to admit that.
But there's also no perfect person, so...
You're right. And I mean, it's... And so that I probably should stop comparing where I am on my voyage or journey to where you are on yours.
Voyage.
I know you're not fond of the word journey. I was trying to...
Well, okay, so I haven't completely stopped snacking at night. Sometimes I do have, if the mood strikes, mm-hmm. and I've planned it into my day, I've pre-planned it, I will have a little something after dinner.
And see, that's the key, though, is pre-planned.
That's what I was about to say. The difference is I'm making a conscious choice and saying, I want to have this little Beaver Nuggets or the Quest Cheez-Its or whatever. And some of the stuff isn't, like the Quest Cheez-Its, they have a shit ton of protein and they're delicious. But like if I was having Milano cookies or Beaver Nuggets, they're pre-portioned. Mm-hmm. I have accounted for it already in my day, and I'm not just mindlessly eating bags of gummy bears.
Versus where I've been the last at least 2 times that I've caved in and snacked in bed was, I want this, and to hell with the weight, to hell with the calories, I want it, it'll make me feel better. And then both times I've noticed, and for anyone that has ever had the night sweats, and if you don't know what night sweats are, you probably don't have them, but if you do know what they are, it's probably because you've had them.
What?
If you don't know what a night sweat is, then you've never been concerned enough to Google it. And if you do know what it is, you've been concerned enough to Google it because you've probably had it.
Okay.
It makes sense. Anyway, eating sugary foods and foods that are very high in carbohydrate or complex carbohydrates right before bed will cause your body to increase its temperature to try and burn off those calories and carbohydrates and sugars.
I don't know that it's burning off. It might be just to digest it. This was something that I heard on a podcast before and shared it with you. And when you stopped eating sweets at night, you stopped having the night sweats.
Yeah. And on the few times that I've had sugar right before bed, I've had the night sweats. Anyway, moving on. Circling back.
You are making this podcast all about you. And frankly, it's my sleepiversary. So rude. All about you. It's all about me, Chris. All about me. Long pause. So, I tracked all my food daily, except when I was in Mexico during my plastics. I did not track during that time. Have you continued tracking? Yes. Now you're not going to speak anymore? That's fantastic.
Yes. I'm sorry. I did not mean to bogart your sleepiversary. Please, carry on.
I have prioritized protein in my diet.
You have. Now back to me.
Now back to you. I'm trying to get you to eat more protein, but, you know, it is what it is. What else? We completed successfully completed a planking challenge.
That sucked.
It did.
It was horrible.
It was the worst. What was our time that we got up to? I don't even remember
now. It was under 5 minutes.
It was. It was still terrible.
I remember the last time we did planking, it was,
that,
I think,
that
up
was,
to, but we were also 10 years younger.
That was a vulgar planking challenge. It was so long. This one was more reasonable.
And both of them were your idea.
Yeah, they were. As of mid-January, I started running. Mm. I just completed week 2 of my running program. Mm-hmm. I'm on a minute intervals, and next week is still a minute intervals, which is great because I was thinking the other day, like, I don't think I'm ready for the next step. And then I looked and I was like, oh, next week is still a minute. So I can do that. Well, and that was my thought last night too. Like, I know I can do a minute, but I'm not doing a minute right now. But then today, when I had my run, mm-hmm. I did my minutes. Mm-hmm. Going along with all the walking and the medals previously mentioned, I earned 20 plus medals between basically the end of May and January. Mm-hmm. 20 plus medals. And I got plastic surgery, in case nobody knew. Which,
that is brand new information.
Technically, you're supposed to wait until after a year to have your plastic surgery, but I'm impatient, so I had it done before the year.
That too is brand new information.
Is it really?
No.
Oh.
Everyone knows that you're impatient.
Oh, the impatient. I thought you were talking about the year.
No.
And a very important thing is I've made a ton of new friends during all of this.
You have.
Virtual friends, but friends nonetheless.
And virtual friends that became
spit it out.
I want to say physical and I want to say real, but they are real friends, and physical just kind of
sounds
kinky.
Sounds dirty.
Yeah.
I don't do anything like that with these friends.
Yeah, we don't swing. we're not into that whole thing.
We also don't have an open marriage.
No. No, we absolutely do not.
100% do not.
But, like, I don't want to call virtual friend, oh, well, only the people you've actually met are real. I mean, you have friends that you've never met in real life that if something happened to them or they were going through something traumatic, you would go through it with them.
Yeah, I think in this digital age, it's way more acceptable to have friends that you've never met.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think those are the best friends.
That's because you're a hermit and you don't go out into the world.
I went out into the world 3 times this week. Thank you very much.
3 times?
And interacted with human beings on 2 of those 3 occasions.
Good for you.
And I could have had all of that delivered, but I didn't. Anyway.
Did you ever go pick up that check?
I'll have you know, I went down there the other day, and because I was 3 days late, they got impatient and mailed it.
Oh, that was a very sassy face that you saved me.
But they went ahead and I made an appointment to have 2 teeth looked at.
Oh.
Which reminds me, I need a copy of our dental card.
I thought I gave you one.
I have medical and prescription.
I gave you a whole stack of
You did.
Insurance
and they're
cards.
In my wallet, and I'll show you that there's not a dental card in there.
Okay. I'll get you a copy of it.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of internet friends that I'm very grateful for.
And we met a lot of internet friends at the Just Be You Awards. Uh-huh. People we interviewed that have been on our podcast, people that we've listened to on other podcasts.
Yep.
Which I thought was a very unique experience.
Yeah. So that is what I have gained in the last year and what I've lost in the last year. End of story.
No.
That's all I have written down.
This is your sleeve-iversary. This is the episode that is 100% all about you. Except for that 30% that was about me.
Except for that little bit that was about you.
Look, you got 70%. 70-30 split.
That's how our divorce is going to go, too.
You're going to get 70% and I'm going to get 30%. That seems very unfair.
It's the South. The women get everything.
Then you can take the kids. No, I'll take the dogs and the Jeep and we'll go live in a Jeep down by the river. You can have the kids and the chickens and the house and deuces, I'm out. Enjoy the 70%, bitch. I'm kidding.
So along those lines of a happy marriage, today is day 4,080 that we've been together.
Aww.
Isn't that precious?
It is.
That we're still keeping track.
We're a delightful couple.
We are.
And I still remember we had talked about this right before we started recording this episode. I knew you were the one on our third date. Where you sat very, quote, happily eating raw, cold-ass baked potatoes.
They were so bad.
They were horrible. And you were,
He made steak and potatoes on a little apartment grill. And those potatoes were not cooked.
They were fucking horrible.
They were not cooked.
And I was probably 3 or 4 bites into it, and you hadn't said anything or made any moans or comments. And I looked you dead in the eye and went, these potatoes are fucking horrible. And you looked me dead in the eye and went, oh my God, yes, they are. And I knew right then that you would eat horrible, horrible things to save my feelings, and that you would always absolutely tell me the truth, even if it would hurt my feelings. Because those potatoes were just awful.
You put in a solid effort.
I get like a C minus on the effort.
Solid
the steak
effort.
Was decent.
The steak was good. The potatoes were not. Potatoes were terrible.
Well, 11 years later and you're still here.
Still around, 11 plus.
I don't know why.
Still here. And you have always gone along with every crazy idea I've had, just like weight loss surgery, which turned out not to be a crazy idea.
I was going to say, that's not a crazy idea, and you've now probably scared several people, making them think, oh my God, is this really a crazy idea?
Well, I tend to have like these grand ideas, and some of them are pretty out there.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I thought it was a crazy idea. And I hoped that it would be helpful, and it turned out to be. So here we are, a year later, 108 pounds down.
The difference between brilliance and insanity is perception.
Okay. We're getting philosophical again.
Nope. I'm just going to leave that as it is.
All right. Well, we appreciate you listening, and go buy our shirts so we can make a dime.
Whoa. I thought it was 6 cents. We're making a dime? So we only have to make sell like 3 million shirts to make like $150 after taxes.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, IRS wants their cut. Remember, Al Capone didn't go to jail for murder, running a mob, running booze or anything. He went to jail for tax evasion. IRS doesn't fuck around.
We need to do our taxes this weekend.
I really, really don't want to.
Then we won't.
Good, because I'm going to have to sell like a kidney, maybe a testicle, maybe both testicles.
We don't need them anymore anyway.
No, we don't.
Until next time.
See you, bye.
Bye.